Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
How about a dating app called Clover? Anybody have this?
Another one?
What? No.
What makes this one different from any other dating app? From Harmony, eHarmony? What are some of the others?
Well, this is an app. So the other ones you're mentioning are kind of those online ones. You know what I'm saying? Like more, I don't know. Well, I guess it's kind of the same, but.
What is Tinder?
Well, that feels like an app. Those are dating apps.
Okay.
You know? I don't.
What was the one that Dr. Phil, that was the one with the heart. Was that?
What?
Dr. Phil endorsed one for a short time, a dating app.
Christian Mingle.
Or a dating
Silver
website.
Silver Seniors.
Farmers Only.
There's goat the farmers
there's,
only.
There's the farmer one. You've seen that, haven't you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's a...
For people that get up early kind of thing?
Datafarmersdatingdatafarmer.com. I used to see them on
That's
my
cool.
cable system all the time, like for, you know,
yeah.
Hey, I'm a farmer. Would you be interested in me? I don't know why they needed their own dating site.
Because I think they have to get up early. I think that there's some considerations with
but
them.
But we have less farmers. We have less dairy farms in the state now.
Oh, yeah.
Than 14 years ago by about half.
That's because that great government agriculture interference is just crushing. It's making certain farmers super rich and certain other farmers just out of business.
We are down to about
11 farmers?
Under 9,000 dairy farms in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Match.com.
Match.com, is that the one Dr. Phil was in on? Okay.
I don't recommend that.
He wholeheartedly endorsed that as long as the checks were clear.
That's because he's never met or married anybody from it.
It's his wife's name, Robin.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Clover analyzed data from 3.5 million users. So we don't even know about Clover, and they have 3.5 million users on it. And they wanted to figure out the most popular places people went for first dates. So they're dealing with people all over the country, and the results are almost all huge chains. The 10 most popular date spots are, can you name any?
Well, if you said they're all chains, I'll start with Chili's.
Hold on.
Panda Express.
Not on
Chipotle.
Here.
Chipotle.
Chipotle is on here.
Come on. Some other chains? What are some
McDonald's.
Other?
McDonald's.
McDonald's is not on here.
Burger King.
Think a little bit up from
Taco
that.
Taco Bell.
You got to go up.
No Taco
Arby's.
Bell. No Arby's.
No, you're staying on
Culver's.
That
seat.
I'll give you Chick-fil-A because it's the only one on here that's like that. So now keep going. What else? Come on,
other
a little
chains,
higher, a little.
First date chain locations for first date.
I'm going to take Starbucks Portillo's. Off the map for you because Starbucks is a coffee shop.
Portillo's.
I don't have Portillo's here.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Cheesecake Factory. I'll take that off for you. You guys are not going to say that. Dick's is not on here.
I was going to say Cabela's. What are they?
In-N-Out Burger.
Mm. I wouldn't see
the only one.
Why did you tell him no? That's it's no different than McDonald's
I
or
just
Burger
saw
King.
It.
Oh, all right.
You turd.
Sorry.
So strong, but okay.
Texas Roadhouse, Panera, the cafe at Barnes & Noble. Again, that's more coffee-oriented. Olive Garden and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
Mm.
Down in 17th place.
You think they met there like, hey, why don't we meet at Buffalo Wild Wings? Or do you think he said, I'll pick you up and take you to Buffalo Wild Wings?
I don't think they met there. You know what I mean?
You
Why
don't?
Would you go back to the place you met? Go somewhere different.
No. It's a dating service, right? They're checking where you went on your first date for a date in a dating service.
Yeah.
I think maybe when you matched up, you said, well, how would you like to meet at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh,
or,
right.
Or
That's what they're, right.
Or a burger or a snack or whatever.
That's what they're analyzing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seven. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
That's a nice
That's
date.
Pretty high
That'd
end.
Be a nice, yeah.
Chain.
I'd be happy.
No, it'd be a good place to, I'd go there on a.
Oh, yeah. I'd be happy.
If somebody was picking up the tab.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is your meeting there, is the understanding, what is the understanding that the guy is paying or you're picking up
who
your
Who asked
own
who on the date? If he asked you, he should pay.
Right.
If you asked him, you should pay.
Personally, I think no matter what, dude should pay.
And there's a set of you that feel like that. And I think that's fine. I think guys like to feel like that. But I always offer later in the dating process, I offer to pay. Or we'll pay outright because I want to.
When later in the dating process, like
maybe
you're
it's
married
a couple
and have
months
two kids?
In. No, then I never pay.
Okay. Yeah.
No, just that you're later down the road and it's like, well, you don't have to pay for everything. Why don't I want to pay for this?
Steakhouse. Wow, that'd be a great place. Why don't we meet there?
I don't have the entire top 30, but 7-Eleven came in 17th place.
That is a Tinder hookup if ever I heard it.